Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today will be a See Something, Say Something day to be sure. Law enforcement across the United States will be on alert after a former Hamas boss publicly called for a global day of jihad today. There have already been some clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches across the United States since the terrorist group Hamas barbarically attacked Israel last Saturday. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas says he's concerned about synagogues being a target. Yesterday, Israel has informed the United Nations that all Palestinians in northern Gaza should leave within 24 hours. Republicans are heading back to the Speaker drawing board. Steve Scalise is withdrawing his name from the race to become the next Speaker of the House. He announced at a conference meeting last night and stated he would be pulling out of the race. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number appeared to block his path. The House Republicans will presumably choose another possible Speaker later today. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have given Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used, and on Thursday it was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is planning on returning to New York's civil fraud trial to watch Michael Cohen testify. Trump's former lawyer Cohen is expected to give 2 days of testimony next week. While in New York, Trump is also expected to be deposed in a case involving two former FBI officials who he repeatedly called out for being of little worth in public. USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Inflation continues to grow, costing Americans with less spending power. The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. The number surpassed the predictions of most analysts. Folks receiving Social Security benefits will see a cost of living increase. Yesterday, the Social Security Administration announced the annual cost of living adjustment for the next year will be 3.2%. The adjustment means the average monthly payment for retirees will be a little more than $1,900 come January. Benefits saw the biggest boost since the 1980s, the previous 2 years, due to inflation from government overspending. Last year, recipients received an increase of 5.9%, while this year saw an increase of 8.7%. New York Comic Con gets ready today at the Javits Center.
Even though actors Chris Evans and Ewan McGregor, among others, will be there for autographs and photo ops, they cannot promote any projects during the four-day event because of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. Doors open at 10 a.m. all 4 days, and organizers do recommend downloading the mobile app, which gives you access to venue maps, autograph schedules, and push notifications. I'm Corey Myers.
Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos 19-8 in Thursday Night Football. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour on Friday the 13th, the day of jihad. And meanwhile, the House GOP still searching for a speaker. I'm Bill Martinez, and Liz Peek's joining us, the Fox News contributor and former Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
Good morning. Well, aside from the fact that everything is a mess, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. On top of everything else and all the stressors and, you know, the continuation of evidence of what happened last Saturday. And, you know, I think one of the earlier conversations that you and I ever had always, I think you referenced the, I think it was the Marx Brothers, you know, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? What happened on Saturday is so incredible that people just cannot get their brains around it, and there's still people that almost look at what happened on Saturday like the Holocaust, like it never happened, like it's just you know, fake news kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's inconceivable that anyone who has been following this cannot be revolted and horrified by the slaughter of innocents that took place and is still taking place. I mean,
yes.
You know, I think you look at our college campuses and you have all these young people who have been fed a narrative by left-wing professors that Israel is an oppressor state. Palestinian people just want to live in peace. Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip voted in Hamas to be their leadership. Hamas is basically a terrorist organization. That's what we know. So, you know, Hamas over the last decade or two has been in a position of improving the lives of the Palestinian people. Instead, they rip up water pipes and turn them into bombs. That is not trying to improve your own people. So
that was millions of dollars, Liz, dollars that they received from the EU to help, you know, to help the people. And this is what they chose to do. Exactly.
That's right. That's right. So, honestly, look, the average citizen of Gaza probably doesn't have much to do with this. It is tragic that they are now targeted by Israeli bombs. But the reality is, when you have this murderous assault on Israel, where now, I think for the foreseeable future, no one in Israel will be able to be safe, I mean, or feel safe or be in their homes and not wonder if, you know, there's not going to be another assault. I mean, that's why I think Israel has to take these guys, this Gaza leadership, and just wipe them off the face of the earth. That's what they intend to do. In my view, that's completely warranted.
Exactly. Well, you remember what it was like at 9/11, and they're saying what happened there in Israel is 10 times the effect.
Well, you know, because it's such a small country, Bill, and there was no part of the country that was really safe. I mean, you know, those of us in New York, Philadelphia, Washington on 9/11, it was horrifying. I mean, it was horrifying. But people out in Nevada watched it on TV. They weren't susceptible to this kind of problem. I think you have to kind of roll the clock back. And I have to say, for several years now, it has been in the back of my mind that this growing tolerance of anti-Semitism, not just in Europe, but also in the United States, was going to find, was going to take us to a bad place. I mean, in a time when everyone is so worried about hate crimes against Asian Americans or hate crimes against blacks and so concerned about all the hate-filled language and so forth that characterizes our popular culture and so forth, no one really has talked about anti-Semitism, and it has been on the rise. So it's tolerated. It's tolerated when Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib says something anti-Semitic.
Unbelievable.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize that's what it was. Baloney.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. So,
you see, to your point, Liz.
Go ahead. What?
No, go ahead and finish your thought.
No, I think we're all culpable of kind of ignoring this cancer that has been growing. And by the way, in Europe, it's really a problem. I mean, we have taken in a lot of Muslim immigrants into the United States. They're pretty big Muslim communities now. You probably saw a video of a big rally. I think it was in Dearborn, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheering on Palestine and the Palestinian people, which I found repugnant. And this is before Israel really did anything to in the way of reprisals. This is on the wake and the heels of the 10/7 massacres of children and women burning people alive. I mean, how could anybody want to do that? I don't know. But the answer is, in Europe, they've taken in, as you know, millions and millions of Muslims. And some of these countries, like the Netherlands, have entire Muslim communities where basically the authorities don't even dare to tread.
Yeah, they're no-go zones. Exactly.
Those countries are hotbeds of anti-Semitism, naturally.
You see, to your point here, we've imported hatred. Really, and the thing is, these kids that are on these college campuses, it's not just happening in academia, although, they're contributing. These kids were raised this way. They, for generations, I mean, this is thousands of years of hatred against the Jews, and we don't understand it. I mean, our leaders don't understand. They don't understand what's going on there in the Gaza, as you said. There are some well-intentioned, Palestinians. When I was in Israel, I saw in the areas that were controlled by the Israelis, Arabs came and went. They worked there. They were happy there. In fact, they said that they felt safer. The ones I spoke with that could be, be honest about it, said, Bill, to be honest with you, we feel safer in a Israeli-controlled area than we do in an Arab-controlled area. I said, really? And so it started to open up my understanding of what's going on. And on Monday, we spoke with General Amir Avivi, a former commander for the Israeli Defense Forces, and he said, Bill, already there's been hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. They've since closed the border there. They won't let them escape into Egypt anymore, and Egypt says, hey, we can't take anymore. Unlike New York, they've determined early they're not going to be a sanctuary city. They've already had their fill of migrants, but there's already been hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that, I want nothing to do with this, and they've been able to escape, but those that are there are being used now. It's being told at the ground that they're being used as shields, because this is what Hamas has done traditionally, is they don't have any problem and hesitation whatsoever to use civilians as shields against a military attack.
No, that's their game plan. And it won't just be hostages. It's also their own civilians. They embed their terror leaders in apartment buildings where there are residences, and they don't care. I mean, they are just looking out for themselves, effectively. And no one has seen Hamas come out with, here's our demands. We want better living standards. We want, free Wi-Fi. I mean, I don't know what they want, but the reality is
We do know what they want. Yeah, it's the same as they've always wanted. They want Israel wiped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yep.
That's it. And the thing is that, you know, to say that Iran is not involved or even have any doubt whatsoever, when this is empirical, this is, we've known this for decades, that 90% of the funding for Hamas and Hezbollah comes from one place, Iran. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Liz, what is going on with the president here? I mean, if it's not China, and then it's, confusion over Ukraine, Russia, but particularly Iran, It's like he's out to lunch here. I mean, and this whole situation, by the way, the other thing, too, I wanted to mention real quick, just as a real quick sidebar. I was shocked in terms of the response of how long it took the IDF to get to the border of the Gaza to help the people. Did you know it was over 9 hours before they got there?
I don't understand it. I think, love him or hate him, I think Netanyahu is in big, big trouble politically here because there's all this talk about how Egypt was giving them warnings and they didn't. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of like a 9/11 situation where they got complacent, they got comfortable. No one thought that Gaza had Hamas had the resources to pull this off, and they were in disarray. Now some people are saying, well, it's because they had this battle over the judicial system, and so a lot of reservists weren't responding. That may have been at the margin an issue, but I think what was a bigger issue is they just weren't prepared. I mean, it's just very simple.
And the thing that amazes me, just from a spiritual standpoint, because of the religious aspect of the Orthodox Jews there, this was the 50th year of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
The 50th year. Okay. Now, there are consistent cycles of what happens every 50 years. For most of us goys, we understand that as, the Jubilee year. But it's significant to look at that and understand that is a mystery. That's like in America. Every time 9/11 comes up, if you don't get on guard, if you don't anticipate, because the thing is that especially, amongst the Jews and Arabs, the dates are unbelievable. I mean, they own a day and they will make the most of it. This is why we always have to remain vigilant on 9/11. But 50-year cycle. So I think from a spiritual standpoint, there were lots of things here that were missed along the way. But anyway, getting back to Joe Biden.
Own ridiculous president. Look, I think the world sees weakness, and I think that has really informed the behavior of all our enemies, whether it's China becoming more aggressive in the South China Sea, whether it's Russia invading Ukraine, or whether it's Hamas invading Egypt, Israel. I think they see a president. Let's just take a step back from the fact that we're all so close to this. This is a doddering old man who's caught up in sort of tilting at windmills, literally, whose grip on reality is fragile, to put it politely. And I think when America is weak, the bad actors of the world step up. And that's where we are. And what is the response so far from Joe Biden? Oh, I got to say, I read the coverage of his speech by the New York Times, the speech he finally had to come out and make days later, where the Times literally was like, oh, my gosh, he was indignant. He expressed righteous anger. Oh, great. Mm. Beheading of babies finally got him to raise his voice and look angry. That's a marvelous sort of bar set so low for this president, it makes me want to cry. What has he not done? He's not talked about Iran. His apparatus there, defense and security people, Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, we see no evidence of Iran. The Wall Street Journal found evidence of Iran. They actually talked to Hamas leaders and other people who said, we've been meeting with them for months, and they gave the go-ahead.
The week before,
the Revolutionary Guard basically signed off on this incursion or this attack.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, Bill. It's also cynical. It makes me want to just vomit. What Biden is doing is protecting his polling because, guess what? The world's watching to see if oil prices spike because that's normally what happens. What should be happening and what did happen, the Biden administration looked the other way as Iran oil exports began to balloon. Under Trump, they were less than 800,000 barrels a day. Now they're about 2 to 3 million barrels a day, which has meant $25, $30 billion in revenues.
Biden administration
let this happen. And Janet Yellen, yesterday, I think she lied about it, said, no, we haven't relaxed sanctions. Yes, they have. And
they got caught red-handed with the one guy in the administration, right? They threw him under the bus and saying, well, he did this. We didn't know about it. You're kidding me, right? How do you not know about this stuff?
I mean, it, and So when everyone's laser focused on the $6 billion, please, that's irrelevant. $6 billion is a drop in the bucket compared to what they've gotten from oil exports that have gone way beyond where they're supposed to go. Who, by the way, is buying all that oil? China. They're
China,
buying cheap
exactly.
oil from Russia, cheap oil from Iran. And what does that do? That benefits their economy versus our economy, because we are being basically told we're not supposed to produce oil in this country. And yes, oil production has crept back up, but under Trump, it went up 40%. And then it went down because of COVID. Under Biden, it has barely inched forward because of all the restraints they put on the oil industry.
Oh, they've made it impossible.
Story.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the thing is that what is keeping China from invading Taiwan? They're beating their chest there, and they're getting more and more aggressive in the South China Sea. They have, and here it is. America's, admittedly, from our own president to talk about revealing top secret information, told the world that we're low on ammunition, right? And
so how are we going to really give Israel everything they need? What does that even mean? That's what Biden keeps saying. It's meaningless. It means nothing. I mean, being celebrated by the likes of the New York Times for, being so resolute in support of Israel. What does that mean? Show me the money. There isn't any. There isn't any munitions.
Right. Well, why don't you report on the fact that the IDF found, some of the munitions and military from Afghanistan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. How do we feel about that? I mean, if that is not a colossal failure... You knew it was going to happen, right? Because
of course.
Afghanistan has no need of billions of dollars of military equipment. What happened? The bad guys sold it to other bad guys. I mean,
they do now. It's an international gun show. They're officially a gun show operator now. That's what they're doing.
I have to say, Bill, it's just hard. Somebody asked me the other day, is there anything that the Biden administration has done that you think is good? I don't think there is.
I can't
think of a single arena in which they've done the smart or right thing. And that's a pretty sad commentary, but I think it's true. They're going after our big companies like Google and Amazon, on this sort of far-fetched anti-competitive thing, because Joe Biden says, it's monopolies that are causing inflation. No, it's too much spending that's causing inflation. Today there's another story about how Biden wants to give all these 5.7 million migrants that are in the country illegally all kinds of benefits and perks. That's great, because that'll just filter, word will go down at Venezuela. Hey, guess what? Free food, free housing in the United States. Make your way north.
Exactly.
It's almost impossible to imagine how stupid this government is.
Yeah, it really is. Well, and it's our money, and we're $33 trillion in debt and counting, and they just keep on doing stupid things. And the other deal is, like you said earlier, Liz, hey, drill, frack, get the energy sector going again and see what happens to inflation. I think that could make a more of a transactional difference. And sooner if we got to, if we were producing oil again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the main ingredients in inflation, which they keep saying remains sticky. No, it remains oily. We need more oil.
Exactly. It's only sticky if you get oil from Venezuela, because it's dirty. It's not very clean, that's for
so
sure.
True.
40 seconds left, Liz Peek. What a mess. Steve Scalise says, hey, I'm out of here. I don't want to play with you guys anymore.
Really, who can blame him?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
We need a speaker, Bill. We need someone to figure this out. This is a mess.
Does McCarthy come back?
I don't know. I don't care who it is. I just want someone in that speaker chair.
Amen. I'm with you on that one. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst, as always, Liz. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Be safe, okay?
You too. You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. Law enforcement across the United States will be on alert after a former Hamas boss publicly called for a global day of jihad today. There have already been some clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches across the United States since the terrorist group Hamas barbarically attacked Israel last Saturday. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas says he's concerned about synagogues being a target. Yesterday, Israel has informed the United Nations that all Palestinians in northern Gaza should leave within 24 hours. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is planning on returning to New York's civil fraud trial to watch Michael Cohen testify. Trump's former lawyer Cohen is expected to give 2 days of testimony next week. While in New York, Trump is also expected to be deposed in a case involving two former FBI officials who he repeatedly called out for being of little worth in public. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Horace Cooper. Yes, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Great to be on the program.
Well, always great to have you here. Like you, mindful, you know, today has been announced by the former leader of Hamas calling out for a day of jihad. We've got you know, protests happening not only across America, around the world in response to this. And, you know, we need to be vigilant. I mean, these are dangerous times in which we're living, Horace.
Well, absolutely they are. One, as people of faith, as Christians, we know that we have an obligation to honor the people that God has honored. And this anti-Semitic butchery is something that all decent people, not just Christians, all decent people should condemn. But rather than that, what appears to have been set up is some sort of global celebration. It is unbelievably wicked. It is unbelievably vile. And it is no surprise to me that a country like France is just flatly announcing they will not allow it to happen in their country.
Exactly. Good for them. Yeah.
Decent. Good for them. In fact, good for them. Decent people know that we should be solemn, we should be saddened, and we should be resolved. This is not the time to celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to understand that there's a clear delineation between good and evil. And if you can't discern that, that's problematic, isn't it? I mean, you know, I see kids here, even in the United States, and we were talking just Liz Peek just a moment ago, Horace, and, you know, these kids in college campuses, Stanford, all these different clubs signed this document, you know, decrying and, you know, attacking Israel for its response and basically celebrating Hamas, like a couple of our congressional leaders. And, you know, and people look at it and say, well, we're going to blame the professors. I think to a degree, but what people fail to realize is for generations, for thousands of years, Arab children in the madrasas have been taught the Jews are terrible. I mean, it is the refrain that was heard during World War II under Hitler's Nazi party and how they condemned the Jews and maligned them, you know, and this is it. It's all part of the ancient hatred that has been conditioned. And, you know, and I remind our audience of that because sometimes they just do not understand and think, well, wait a minute, here we are, you know, these kids have come, we basically have allowed them to come into our colleges and universities and to get a good education. But the thing is that when they come into the United States, you cannot extract the hatred that is in their hearts that they grew up with. It's just like right now with our open border. We got people coming across from 162 different countries. God only knows what kind of hatred and bitterness is in their hearts. We have no idea, Horace.
So I'm not using my words and my opinions in terms of determining what it is that we are witnessing. I'm using their words.
Yes.
When you say gas them, light them on fire, and when you see beheadings, if that isn't Nazism, I actually don't know what Nazism is.
Yeah.
This targeting of people based on their faith for the most brutal and vicious assaults that are so inhumane, it's difficult even to comprehend. That is Nazism. Now, if you're telling me, not you, Bill Martinez, if a person wants to tell me, well, I just think sometimes Nazism is appropriate, but I don't want you to work with me. I don't want you to work for me. I don't want to do business in your shop. I want to have nothing to do with you. And if you're 18, 20, or even 25 years of age, and you don't have the good sense, as my grandmother said, that God gave the goose, not to associate with Nazis, good luck finding a career. They absolutely ought to be, there ought to be accountability for people blithely, enthusiastically, or as today's, I keep calling it a national celebration of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. If that's where you want to park, live with it, because the rest of us should and rightly will isolate you. This is not about free speech. This is about evil versus righteousness.
Yeah, it really is an issue of hatred. But the other thing, too, Horace, what happens is if we accommodate this, this spills into our society. This is what we're seeing that's happening, and people need to connect the dots here, that it's not happening in some sort of isolated vacuum. I mean, the hatred that's being manifest in the Middle East and what's going on. And right now, I mean, you got Hezbollah in the north that's just chomping at the bit with missiles to the ready. And they want to ignite a two-front war. And for Joe Biden to ignore that Iran is pulling the strings on all this is just unconscionable. It's incredulous to ignore, because they've made it clear over the decades, that it is Iran that is sponsoring terrorism there in the Middle East, in these areas, with Hamas and with Hezbollah. 90% of the funding comes directly from Iran, and the United States is complicit. Thank God that, but I can't believe how long it took them, but at least they froze the $6 billion. But they've already released the sanctions, and supposedly didn't know about it, was an inside deal in the administration where some rogue official allowed Iran to escape any sanctioning and restrictions on selling oil to China. And so here it is. I mean, the $6 billion, you know, as John Ratcliffe says, it's more like $60 billion that the Biden administration has administered to Iran. Well, it's no wonder they're in great shape here to sponsor all these terrorist acts, right?
Yeah, 2 points. One, you mentioned this, and that is that when you have no border controls, no border protections, you are a vulnerable nation. What we witnessed last weekend was unmitigated evil.
Yes.
And we are allowing, by not having a border, by not having protections, that unmitigated evil to have free rein to enter into our country. This is not an accident. This is not a shortage of resources. This is official government policy. Now, expanding on government policy, you outlined rightly that if you claim that you're unhappy and upset about what has occurred, then you need to look back and review. Is our policy of Iranian appeasement something that we should consider or something that we should repudiate?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just $6 billion, as you point out. It is $60 billion, 10 times that, which is the amount that we've been allowing Iran to earn. Iran, an official state sponsor of terror. Now, when you kill dissidents, when you hang people who hold different views, or you encourage the slaughter of a Christian population in your midst, the way the Iranians have done.
Right.
And then you tell me, believe us?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We already know you're a bloodthirsty murderer. Lying is not that hard to assume. Yes, you did it. And if you didn't, prove it.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the culture. It's part of the Muslim faith. I mean, they're tenets. They call it taqiyya. You know, the ends justify the means. And so, you know, here we have a form of taqiyya within our own governments called plausible deniability. Right, Horace? You know, truth has left the building. And without truth, we get all this insanity that we're having to deal with today, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to keep your eyes wide open and be vigilant and protect this democratic republic. More from
what's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans. I say, it's all Americans. Because when you target a specific group, Horace, it affects us all because we are the United States of America, right?
That's right. I wrote this book not to talk to black Americans, not to talk to people who identify as Christians or conservatives. Mm-hmm. I wrote this book to talk to people who say, I care about what's happening in America to black Americans, and I want them to understand that the solutions that are being pursued in the name of helping black Americans hurts black Americans as well as the country at large.
Exactly.
The policies of a race-based solution has never worked anywhere it's been tried, and it will never work. And in fact, it is a deadly, deadly power and abuses that occur. Look, here's what's really going on. Progressives, and I want people to understand, progressives are just deadbeat Democrats. And they come to black Americans and they say, we're going to take care of you. But you can't trust a deadbeat Democrat. They tell you, we're going to see to it that you get a great housing situation. You go and look at public housing. Ask if you can take a tour, and you wouldn't put your worst enemy. We have prisons that are nicer than the housing that deadbeat Democrats have given black Americans. They say, we're going to take care of your kids and educate them. Look at what deadbeat Democrats have done to our children.
Exactly.
In fact, do you know what deadbeat Democrats really want? They want your child dead. Mm. And, as it happens, more black children are aborted per capita than any other group. You see,
exactly.
Democrats don't want to spend the money and the time and the energy on you. They just want what you got. They want to use it, and then they want to move on. The deadbeat Democrats are not your friend. They will abuse you. And as soon as they don't need you, the deadbeat Democrat will move on. And
exactly.
Guess what? They have found a new group that they're seeking. They're coming after the Hispanic community, and they are kicking black Americans to the curb because deadbeat Democrats can't be trusted. Don't associate with them. Don't give what you have of value to them. When I was a kid, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, they told their daughters, they told their children, don't hang out, don't associate with those deadbeats. But now we have a generation where, and this is what my book talks about, whether it's education, whether it's abortion, whether it's housing, whether it's inflation, deadbeat Democrats get what they want and they don't care about you. Black America needs to understand that we are the canary in the coal mine. First, the deadbeat Democrats abuse you, Black America. But wait, when there's nothing left in you, they will kick you to the curb, leave you on the side of the road, and they're going to the next group. If you sit out in America and you haven't been paying attention and you think, oh, well, it's just black people that are having all of these abuses. If the deadbeat Democrats get their way, they are going to abuse you, too. It's just a matter of time.
Well, they got a whole new group coming through the southern border. You know, how many millions of people? These are all fresh new new pickings, you know, for the deadbeat Democrats, to your point here. And so, you know, they'll set them up, and what they'll do, just like they did with black Americans and others, they will cripple them as permanently as they possibly can. Go ahead.
The deadbeat Democrat treats you worse than a pimp would treat you. The deadbeat Democrat doesn't want you happy, doesn't want you thriving. The deadbeat Democrat wants power, wants authority. And black Americans, too many of us, have given the deadbeat Democrats everything they ask and more, and they have only been abused. The crime problem. You think the deadbeat Democrat cares that mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles can't go to the pharmacy without being assaulted? The deadbeat Democrats are excited about it. Hmm. I just put out a release about BLM, which is celebrating the brutal attacks in Hamas. Guess what? Deadbeat Democrats hate Israel. Black Americans need to remember that in a time when our country was not as caring, was not as loving, at the start of the 20th century, many Jews took scarce resources and helped to see to it that venerable civil rights organizations had the funding that they need, and they stood with Black America. Black America abandoning this historic relationship for deadbeat Democrats is just insane.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%, Horace, I agree with you. We got about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity because I know that you're going to bless our audience here to help us understand what is going on with this current lawfare as we know it, the attack of Biden's Justice Department on, you know, fair-minded Christians, people of faith, because they're praying outside a pregnancy center. You've got a raid, almost a SWAT, heavy-handed raid on a family and Christians are being pointed out. You've got lawyers who, because they helped Donald Trump in advising him, which any lawyer has the right to do, is being, you know, pulled into this net. Not to mention, you know, all these indictments, what, over 71 indictments against President Trump? I mean, there's so much to, you know, manage here. You know, maybe you can untangle and help us understand, you know, what is going on.
So the left has unleashed Pandora's box. I hold President Biden responsible for this. I hold Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responsible for this. I hold our cabinet officers, in particular our Attorney General, responsible for this. I call it Pandora's box, and the reason is it is not going to simply go away. Mm-hmm. It has been tempting for governments, for administrations, not just Democratic ones, but administrations generally, to misuse and abuse their law enforcement powers to punish people that they perceive as political dissidents.
Exactly.
And we have kept that to a minimum in the United States. But now it has been unleashed. Why is it Pandora's box? Because now, guess what? Now that it has been released, we may end up changing who the Attorney General is. We may end up changing who the president is. We may end up changing who the Senate Majority Leader is, but we're probably going to be stuck for a while with this idea that it's okay for the government to target dissidents. There were decent people like Alan Dershowitz and a large number of other civil libertarians that warned we should never go down this path.
Right.
No matter how unhappy we are with our those that we disagree with politically, we should never unleash lawfare, because once unleashed, it will be difficult to restore. Now, you and I have talked about how the FBI abused the amazing and awesome power. And by awesome, I don't mean, wow, it's great. I mean unbounded authority to try to protect us from those who threaten us. And I said then, and it remains true now, the power is going to go away because there are too many people who fear how and having seen its abuses.
Exactly.
The left destroys things that they touch. Now, our country now is more in jeopardy than before because of the willingness to abuse our FBI authorities. Just imagine if you had a jewelry store and you had a state-of-the-art alarm system and you had 15 guards and you had a steel door, all to protect your jewelry store. And suddenly you find out that you can't trust the alarm system, you can't trust the steel door to operate, and that the security guards don't work for you, they work for someone else. Suddenly you get rid of all of those, and now your jewelry is more in jeopardy than ever before. That's what the left has done to us with lawfare and the FBI.
Wow, and it's unbelievable. Here we are, you know, watching how they've attacked a former president who's leading the leading nominee for the Republican Party. And, of course, even his attorneys like John Eastman that you and I talked about. Yeah, you're exactly right, Horace. I don't know how we put it back in the box again. This is going to be a generational issue that we'll have to deal with. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of the new book. Check it out. Put You All Back in Chains. Thank you, Horace.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.